Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So, yeah, today we're doing something interesting. Make it make sense. Last night, of course, we were all dazzled by the blood moon. I didn't see it because I was on the road. I was driving. I saw nothing. Well, I asked a lot of people who were indoors. They said, no, it's cloudy, so it's not clear. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Clearly, it wasn't cloudy where I was.
Okay.
It was very, very visible. I saw the beginning stages of it when it had partially, when the sun was partially covering the moon, and then when it had completely covered the moon. So,
yeah.
It was there.
So, yeah, today, Mr. Nyati is here to help us understand the phenomenon of this, the moon. And,
yes.
And the earth, the universe, the blood moon into its African spiritual meaning. I don't know.
Yeah, and good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, sir.
That's what we're here to do today. So it's not just understanding the astrology of the phenomena, right? But it's also drawing links to African spirituality, what it means. Our ancestors have always been studying where the sun is in relation to the moon and the stars and trying to make sense of it. So we decided to go with that angle because I'm sure by now you'd have heard many experts speaking about how a blood moon actually takes place. So as always, you know, we've got an expert to help us break these things down. Together today, we've got Professor Sekgote Mokgwajana, who's a professor in folklore studies. I've never heard of that, at the University of Limpopo. Prof, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
We're very well. Thanks for asking.
Hello, Prof.
I hope you're well, too. Can I just go off script for a short while?
I'm in balance.
You're in?
Balanced.
In balance.
Okay, what does that mean, Prof?
Holland.
No, not Holland. Balanced.
Oh, Balland. Okay, a place called Balland. I haven't heard of that. All right. Prof, let's jump ready to... Okay, I think we're struggling with the prof.
Okay, I'm listening.
In African tradition, Prof, what does a red moon or total lunar eclipse actually symbolize? How have our ancestors interpreted this phenomenon?
Before we come to the red moon, we have to come to the relationship between humankind and the firmament, especially the moon itself. Remember the shining moon in the sky is the reflection of a human experience. The rotation of the moon on its axis by itself, taking a journey of 28 days, it's in tandem with the menstrual cycle, which also that ovulation taking 28 days. In spiritual cosmology, when a woman menstruates, the expression is Ubonakwethu.
Wow.
Which means she's seeing the moon. Therefore, it is normal that every woman should see the moon every 28 days. Because in the African Sepedi calendar, the calendar has what? The month in Sepedi is 28 days. It is the journey of the moon from setting up to waning itself. Therefore, the journey of the moon is the journey of a month. That is why we call it a lunar month. It's not a solar month. It is a lunar month because we're calculating the days in relation to the travels of the moon. Therefore, if you are able to see the moon as a woman, which means when your menstrual cycle coincides with the moon, it should be as regular as the return of the moon. Should you be able to see the moon? It means something positive, something that begins with anxiety, whether you are falling pregnant or not. And therefore, as evidence that you are falling pregnant, it's when you consecutively miss the sight of the moon. Therefore, the sight of the moon is metaphoric of the experience that normally children have to go out and celebrate the sight of the moon. So a son who is pregnant is not likely to go and celebrate because it's going to be a period of anxiety,
right,
whether you are pregnant or not pregnant.
Sure.
And therefore, you are only going to celebrate later when the child is delivered then it will turn to the normal cycle of seeing the moon on a regular basis.
Sure. That's such a rich hit and context, Prof. But help us bring it back to this red moon that many people witnessed yesterday and help us connect those dots. What significance does that then hold within that context, perhaps?
Then the red moon is queer. It's not the normal light moon. Therefore, it's queer, it's strange. It's a phenomenon that does not come regularly. Then, therefore, for various reasons, there are those who interpret it as a phenomenon of great importance, either the death of a great ruler or either a disaster that befalls the community. Therefore, it is essential that when that happens, we have to either mourn the experience or celebrate the experience. It is something that does not come many times in our lifetime. Therefore, the red moon and the comets and all those things, the sinking stars, all of them portend either evil or something, I'm sorry to use the word evil, but dangerous itself. Something that says the community is either at risk or something opportunistic, something positive, it's likely to befall a community. Therefore, the red moon, as it happened last night, it is it's a sign of luck that in our lifetime we are able to witness a phenomenon of great fit. Secondly, it is something that can either signify the return and the renewal of life that we have. Therefore, there is hope that life will be better beyond the red moon.
So, Prof, I mean, when you were explaining the red moon, you said sometimes it can be bad, sometimes it can be good. And now right at the end, you're saying us, it was actually a good sighting. Are you saying that people should not be nervous about seeing the lunar moon? Because, you know, social media will go haywire saying that, hey, don't do this. The red moon is actually not a good sign. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So you are saying actually the red moon that we experienced yesterday should give us good tidings.
It is good tidings that if something bad has happened, it has gone. It's not going to come back.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate that which is going to come. And for sure, we are looking forward to a renewal, a new life, a new lease of life. And we don't look back into sadness. What we lost, we will recover in other ways.
Sorry, Professor, what exactly did you mean? Because you used the word queer.
Queer means strange. Queer means unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
Something that does not always come.
Okay.
Something that comes perhaps once in your lifetime. Therefore, if you see it, you are very lucky. You remember we had an eclipse in 2004.
Yes.
In December. Not everybody has seen that eclipse. And remember, eclipses in terms of science, those who are scientists, natural scientists, do not go to the same hemisphere as consecutively as possible. It takes time before you see some of these phenomena.
All right, Professor Sekgote Mokgotswana, I hope I'm saying that properly. Thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. Really do appreciate the insights. I've never heard of someone who is a professor in folklore studies. Didn't know that actually existed. It's actually fascinating. Anyway, he's a prof of folklore studies at the Department of Cultural and Political Studies at the University of Limpopo.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
And I'm sure, I mean, the fact that he used that word queer, I'm sure a lot of people were like, okay.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's why I think I thought it was very important to ask him, what does he mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know the colloquial understanding of queer.
Yes.
Gay, not straight.
Absolutely.
100%. 100.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.